Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, Chris Kyle was laid to rest this week.
Yes.
A former SEAL, one of the most celebrated marksmen in our ever in our military, and it was just so sad to see that. You know, as I was watching, and just his wife and all that was going on, I was just, you know, how the mighty has fallen. You know, how the mighty has fallen. And you know, and I'm going to talk about that, but I want you to hear firsthand right there during the services as CBN News reports. We'll be right back.
Hundreds lined the highways in Texas Tuesday to pay their final respects to former Navy SEAL Chris Kyle. In one of the largest funeral processions Texas has ever seen, a 200-car procession drove from the Kyle's home in Midlothian to the Texas State Cemetery in Austin. The 38-year-old was a best-selling author and was considered the most lethal sniper in American military history. A memorial service was held Monday at Cowboy Stadium in Dallas.
I stand before you, a broken woman, but I am now and always will be the wife of a man who is a warrior both on and off the battlefield.
Iraq War veteran Eddie Ray Ralph has been charged in the killings of Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield at a North Texas gun range.
Oh, how the mighty has fallen. Oh, how those who stood boldly for us when we went about our day, so that we could. Oh, how the mighty has fallen. Feared by armies of our adversaries, but taken down by a brother, a fellow fighter, who he embraced in hopes that once more he would fight for one of us, but instead betrayed. As with Cain and Abel, his blood still cries out today. He falls at his brother's side. Chris, Kyle, we remember you. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.